My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know how everything seems like a game? I've had a few. Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out right here at Dallas Highway. We are at Taco Mac in Marietta. Come on through and hang out with us. We'll be here until 7 tonight. We got a lot to get to, Mike. And as we mentioned with Andy and Randy, our first visit with Coach Raheem Morris. Now, listen, we've been doing this for a long time together. We've had the fortune, to talk to Dan Quinn for about six years.
Right.
We talked to our last coach in Arthur Smith for about 3 years. And during that process, when Dan Quinn got fired, we had a chance to visit with Ra. I think it was from like week five until the end of the season because he was the interim coach.
Right, when he got. And like, as you know, Ra, a lot of energy. I know some Falcon fans, because the name Belichick was thrown in there with others, like, you know, Jim Harbaugh. Some felt, well, it's kind of a retread, isn't it? But, you know, we gave you the circumstances of how that wasn't the team he would have built that he inherited from Dan Quinn. You know, he was an assistant on that team, but he had a very different vision of how it should work, including how the offensive coordinator would handle his business. But now he's got his team, and certainly his rep around the league is second to none. People went bananas when they heard that Coach Ra was getting the gig here around the league.
No doubt. And now it is all about going to work. And it's about dubs and how you play and how you show up on Sunday. Sunday, have I mentioned? It's game week. Is a big game. And we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Ra coming up here at 3:20. Also, Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Is going to join us pretty much right after that interview. And, Mike, we'll ask him about his role and what we can expect. If it's anything like what we saw at camp, I'm assuming, and I've been saying this all offseason since we got a chance to, you know, watch camp, he's going to have a big role, a bigger role than I think a lot of people think he will.
Well, I mean, look, we talked about it at the time, and my first reaction is, who? you know, and I'm not going to say that to the man. I will say that I had to go back and look at your record. But no, the idea that you're going to spend a lot of money on a guy that had one great, you know, 1,000-yard season with Justin Fields, ironically, before things went sideways. A lot of reasons things went sideways in Chicago. He also got banged up. But the idea that Kirk Cousins was, he was on his radar, right, tells you something. And the team went and got him. So, yeah, maybe he'll be a household name here in Atlanta by week three or four. But we've seen it in practice and the connection. And the connectivity between him and Kirk Cousins.
So the news today, as we're looking ahead to this game on Sunday, we'll talk to both of those guys in the 3 o'clock hour, is that Kyle Pitts, Mike, is a little banged up.
What does that even mean?
Well, listen, I think they're putting this out there just to make sure that, one, you know, people and certainly the league is aware.
Right.
But when I saw this today, I was like, are you kidding me? Because I was under the assumption, and I think most Falcon fans were, that Kyle Pitts is completely healthy. So the report is that he's dealing with a hamstring injury and will be limited at practice today. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot, except it's game week.
And except it's a hamstring. You know, a hamstring injury, as we saw with the Atlanta Braves, can linger for 4 to 6 weeks or longer. And this is a guy that, when we talk about the dynamic nature of our offense, that means all of the pieces on board. That means Kyle Pitts. That means Drake London, etc. I mean, it's a big story, and it's a little disconcerting. But, like, injuries do happen. It just sucks that it happens this late in the preseason. Now we're ready to start the week one.
Yeah, and apparently Kyle Pitts came out and said, quote, I'm playing. I think he wants us to realize, and Mike, he knows this.
Right.
He listens.
You know, he knows the perception.
He absolutely. Right. And he knows, like, yo, I got to show up and I got to play. And more importantly, if I want a big contract moving forward, I got to show that I either can play through pain or I got to be healthy. Either or. But apparently he's come out and said, so we can calm down a little bit, Falcon fans. He says, I'm playing. That I knew. But playing and playing at 100% are two different things.
We've just gone through an entire season and a half. You know, again, he got injured a year and a half ago. But, I mean, last year we felt that he was never 100%, maybe late in the season. And now it's just, as I said, I'm not turning this into a federal case, but if there's a level of concern, it's more than a freaking five.
Well,
that this guy's not 100%. But all the reasons we're so excited, this is the year he proves why he was worth the fourth overall pick.
Mike, I'm going to say this. If we get through Sunday, even if we get a dub, and we're not losing this game. And he doesn't necessarily have any impact.
That's a problem.
It's going to be a problem, okay?
Right.
Which tells us that maybe they're protecting him. And I don't know how much Coach Ra is going to tell us about this, guys. Again, these injuries, you know how this works. I mean, they're going to be very careful about it. But I'm just telling you guys, like, I was going into this Sunday with high hopes about how Kyle Pitts was going to look, how we were going to use him. All this stuff, and now you're telling me that we got to be cautious?
He's dealing with a hamstring.
Come on.
I mean, and again, guys, you know.
Am I overreacting?
You can't go 100% on a bad hamstring. You can't, because then it exacerbates, and then your hamstring injury lingers. This is just, all right, you know, now I am freaking out. You know, now my level of concern is a 7. Now it's rising, Carl, like a thermometer. I'm a little nervous in the service about this. Not the way to start my Wednesday.
No. And, guys, that's the other part. It's Wednesday. We had a long Labor Day weekend. We come off, we're like, yeah, it's game week. And the first day at practice to get ready for the Steelers, this is a work week in the NFL.
Right.
Okay? 404-726-0929. I hope I'm not overly concerned and I'm wrong about this. But to even put it out there tells us that they want to let people know, hey, by the way, 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We have a bunch of stuff that's going on today, but we wanted to start there because that is big news.
Right.
And we'll ask Coach about it and see, again, if he's willing to give us anything or, hey, maybe he's fine, guys. This is precautionary. We expect him to ball out on Sunday. I hope that's the case. Mike, Braves win. The big news there is Chris Sale was absolutely amazing again.
Right.
I said this 2 weeks ago. I think you were out right after you left. I said, give him the Cy Young now. And I asked Grant about it. Grant said, listen, if he keeps doing this, he's going to win it. Last night was another dominant performance by Chris Sale. Now, you're going to say, not you, but listeners might say, well, it was the Rockies. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but we've also lost to the Rockies.
Correct.
We blew a big lead to the Rockies out in, you know, Denver. Part of the reason we're here is we've lost games to inferior opponents. So you didn't monkey around. You didn't give him a lot of offensive support. But luckily, he was dealing last night. You know, I mean, I just felt that, you know, the one thing last night, when Merrifield got hit, you see that?
Terrible.
I mean, how many guys? This goes back to, and I know that, you know, I'm not going to try to get snickered because Snicker ain't going to change his stripes. He's not going to return fire. But you got to protect your guys. When we're down to Whit Merrifield getting hit, you know, after everybody's, you know, we lost Austin Riley because somebody a bad Angels pitcher has no freaking control.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, at some point you do have to say, look, if you can't keep your house in order, we'll do it for you. Pow. You know? Thank you.
Yeah, listen, he was hot. And he had every right to be.
Right.
I'll say this. Guys in Major League Baseball, in the years that I covered it, Mike, they don't mind getting hit. But nobody wants to be hit in the head.
But this is baseball. Baseball started this stuff. Two reasons. You got the sticky stuff, which half of baseball pitchers needed. Younger guys, they went away from it already in the minors. Pitch count, pitch clock, all this crap that they complain about. But I think we're really starting to see just how mediocre some of these pitchers are without a little extra on the ball to grip it. Because some of these guys have no idea, especially you have to throw 95 to get in the show, and half of these guys have no idea where it's going.
Yeah. By the way, Chris Sale leads the league in strikeouts. Record 16-3 in his ERA. If you were to say, what are the categories in which you need to be leading in to win a Cy Young, he leads all three. I hope that ultimately he gets an opportunity to win this award. But the Braves have bigger goals than that, man. And you know, we keep getting back to the starting pitching thing. Can Morton live up to it? Can Fried? Because Sale's leading the way, and do you feel good enough to get in one of these short series? We talked about it. It's a three-game series. If you're the third wild card team, can you handle your business knowing what starting pitching you have?
But again, can you do it with some of these guys? You know, I mean, like by any, and we always joke around that journeyman equals bum. But I mean, they're journeymen. You know, you've got guys, you know, that are shell. You got, okay, they can contribute. Can they do it at crunch time? If they had or would they have big contracts by now and they'd be stars in this league? You just got guys that are grinding. We've seen Soler rise to the occasion in 21. Hopefully he can do that again. But, yeah, with Sale and Ronaldo Lopez and Max Fried, you certainly feel good about your puncher's chance against the Brewers, which, again, right now that's still where we're at, 6-3.
By the way, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. James Palmer is going to join us, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy, one of our favorite guys, and we'll get a chance to chop it up with him about this upcoming first weekend of the NFL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And one last note on the Merrifield hit by pitch. He said this is getting ridiculous, but you know,
he's look, right.
When you switch the DH to the National League, there is no retribution. There is no, other than a guy on your team getting hit. You know, that's why he's always joke around about, you know, Pedro Martinez. Oh, you're such a badass. You never had to face the music. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. If you've got the universal DH, pitchers basically have impunity to come inside on you.
Yeah, the unspoken rules.
Right.
Are you depending on your star level? Okay, for those of you who don't know this. You hit my biggest star, I'm hitting your biggest star.
Right.
And then there's a pecking order, okay? That's usually how this is played out.
And Snicker's not comfortable doing that.
No. When guys have gone after certain players, all right? When Freddie was here, Freddie got hit, I'm going after your next biggest star. But we haven't seen that since the DH has come involved or become a part of you know, the National League.
Right.
But I think Merrifield is right. When he said, listen, it's gotten out of control because that, what you just said, no retribution. I totally agree with him on that. And it's why I've been on this for 2 or 3 years now when Acuña gets hit and I'm like, what are we doing?
Got to protect your boy.
What are we doing?
That's it.
All right. By the way, one other thing we do want to mention, and we'll dive into this a little bit later. Atlanta United fires technical director Carlos Bocanegra. I know many of you, and we've had Carlos on the show many times. He's been very generous and kind with his time and, you know, talking about Atlanta United through the good and the bad, by the way.
Right.
But I know many of you, especially 17s, Atlanta United fans, you guys were over this a long time ago, and you wanted this to happen even when Darren Eales left, Mike, but they kept him on. And I don't know what direction that Garth Lagerwey goes, but you can technically now say, you know, officially, yeah. Hey, Darren's gone, Carlos is gone, they helped us win those chips or get, you know, to win plenty of trophies and win a championship, but now where does this go?
Well, you could argue that it made no sense to retain Carlos Bocanegra if Garth Lagerwey had a very different idea about how he's going to approach things. The way the Seattle business model works, guys, you have guys that stay for 6 to 7 to 8 years, you support them the way you did your core baseball and football team. You know, a free agency is what it is, but he wants to build a team and keep it together. And look, Bocanegra brought a championship in just the second season, but every move after that was a complete fail, including every head coach and subsequent moves and big money stars. It just never panned out. But Carlos was always gracious with us, so thanks for the championship. But as you said, a lot of folks were looking forward to the day that Carlos was out the door.
Well, now let's see where it goes.
Because Garth's show. It's Garth's shot.
Well, because all those excuses about Bocanegra still being here
right.
are gone now.
Right, so Garth, build it in this image of Seattle, Real Salt Lake. Let's get back to titles.
All right, coming up, James Palmer, NFL Insider, is going to join us. We'll talk about the Falcons and much more. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live, by the way, at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway in Marietta. Dukes and Bell live at Taco Mac, guys, here off of Dallas Highway in Marietta. And we're getting ready for week one. There's no one better to talk with than James Palmer, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy. And he's one of our favorite dudes. And James, it's good to have you back on. I know you're super excited about the fact that football is back. And we get it Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, a full slate of games on Sunday. I do want to start with our Falcons. We've had a lot of conversations with you this offseason about your expectations about this team. How do you feel now with the additions of Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon?
I don't want to be that guy.
Do it. Do it.
Talk to you guys again.
You too.
I was doing, you know, I'm working for Bleacher Report as well this season, and I was doing a stream and, you know, my insider notebook for them this morning, and I had four teams I picked that have my four teams with the best Super Bowl chances out of the NFC, and the Falcons are one of the four.
Hey!
That's how high I am on the Falcons this year, guys. I don't know if I'm just – this is this is my team this year, but I don't know.
Right.
There's a lot that I like. I'll be honest. There's a lot that I like. I mean, the roster has been put together really well over the last couple of years, and it's just been missing that linchpin. And obviously, it's the right. biggest thing in sports. And Kirk Cousins coming in, and the way I've been told he's thrown the ball, the connection he has with Drake London, honestly, the connection he also has with Darnell Mooney is something that has stood out as well. He likes him a lot as a receiver. What they have in store for Bijan, as opposed to the way he was utilized last year. And then, You make the moves of Judon and Justin Simmons right before the start of the season. I'm just like, it's kind of adding up to this could be the time where it finally gets pushed over. And we all start seeing what's been kind of being put together down there. I put them right there. If you want the other teams, my four NFC teams were the Lions, Niners, Eagles, Falcons. Those are my four.
Nice. Sweet affirmation from Palmer. I like it. Here on the waitfor.com hotline. No, I mean, look, there's always somebody rising or falling in the NFC or in the conference. You know, there's the team you don't expect. But I do think with bringing Matthew Judon to your point, we haven't had solid edge rush. We haven't had, we had numbers yesterday. It's almost like franchise history wide, James, that we don't get after the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel that Matthew Judon is such a force multiplier that he picks up everybody else on this roster and we become one of those teams?
Well, the pressure numbers and the sack numbers, I mean, let's just put it out there. It's like borderline embarrassing the last couple of years getting after the quarterback. And I do think Judon changes that. I think he does he definitely provides some help in getting after the quarterback. But to me, when I look at where they stand, and this isn't really with the pass rush, this is just your defense as a whole, I think they have the smartest safety duo in football. And I'm not sure if it's close. I mean, Jesse Bates, I've talked to him a million times over his career, and Justin Simmons, I've known him for an eternity with him playing in Denver and me living here. Like, the IQ of both of those guys is so high that I'm curious, what that does for the defense. Because oftentimes when you have safeties that sniff things out and read things the way both those guys can, everybody's just two steps in the right direction before the ball snaps. And that just makes your defense faster. It makes your defense more complete. It improves the instincts that everybody's playing with. And I'm just curious if that's going to make the entire defense, and we're talking pass rush too, but the entire defense as a whole, just almost play a little bit faster because of the mental ability of both those players.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. And by the way, being there in Denver, I know you're probably aware, but everybody's telling me Justin Simmons was a huge community guy and a great teammate, man. He attended everybody else's stuff. And just, that goes a long way when you're talking about building teammates and the respect inside a locker room.
I don't know. I'm biased because I know Justin well, but I don't know many people in the NFL that are better human beings than Justin Simmons and what he did for our community in Denver, which I know he's going to continue to do things for our city. What he does brings the locker room together. What he does is bring teammates together. Those type of people change organizations sometimes and get organizations through difficult times. And he did that for some difficult times in Denver for sure. And maybe that's also why I have them as one of my teams, because the man gets there in Denver the year after they win the Super Bowl, and he has never been to a playoff game. I mean, they win Super Bowl 50 with Peyton Manning. He gets, drafted. Peyton retires, and they haven't been to the, postseason since. So hopefully for Justin's sake, too, my wishful thinking for the Falcons comes to fruition.
James Palmer's with us here, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline. Couple of things, man. Since you don't have the Cowboys in your final four in the NFC, they get CeeDee Lamb back. I'm sure he's going to play. We were talking about that yesterday. But everybody, after all the bellyaching, the 49ers got Trent Williams, everybody seems to get their guys in. But you think the Cowboys take a step back this year in what could be McCarthy's final year and Dak's final year for intents and purposes?
Yeah, it just seems to be shaping up for that, right? I mean, and here's the thing. It's funny, all the stuff with Jerry that's happened this offseason and everything, it's like they do put together good rosters. I mean, over the last 4 or 5 years, they're in the handful of teams that win the most games in the regular season. Just getting over the hump has always been so difficult in the postseason. They had a really good roster last year. I Mike Zimmer is a huge difference from Dan Quinn running that defense. And Dan Quinn knew how to massage and handle Micah Parsons really, really well. He is a unique talent that doesn't really exist, I don't think, in the league outside of him. I mean, he's essentially a unicorn on what he can do on a football field. And DQ knew how to handle that really, really well. I'm not saying Zimmer can't, but also it's just a new voice coming in for Micah and a new voice coming in for this defense. And it's a big change, specifically in their coaching philosophies. CeeDee Lamb is their passing offense. I mean, he really is. I mean, he had over, it was roughly, I think this is off the top of my head, but roughly 1,000 more receiving yards than anybody else on the team. I mean, that's just
crazy.
That's a number that you don't see very often. And then when you look at what they had in the running back spot, and you got Rico Dowdle, who I think is probably going to end up being the best back out of their backfield, and Zeke Elliott in camp when you make the move to go get Dalvin Cook, what usually does that tell you when it's that late? Like, I don't know if we really like our run game all that much. We better go out and try to get somebody right now. So I think Dak played outstanding last year. But I do think there's a lot of distractions going on. I do think the spot that he's in right now might actually have him play really, really well, because if he hits the open market, guys, because if I'm Dak Prescott, I'm not signing a contract now that the season starts. Yeah. Now you got to bid on me like everybody else. And usually when a player's in that type of situation, they play pretty well.
I agree. It is our man, James Palmer, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy. Dukes and Bell live at Taco Mac right here in Marietta. You mentioned the 49ers. And listen, it seemed like there was a lot of strife and stuff going on with that team. But they get, you know, the situation with Ayuk taken care of. Yesterday, Trent Williams is taken care of. And all of a sudden, it feels like everything's just falling back in line for them. But what's your take on Brock Purdy? Is he going to be the guy that we've seen the last few years? Now, speaking of contract extensions, he's actually playing for one this season.
You know, I was actually having a conversation with I think Colt McCoy the other day, and he's like, yeah, he's the real deal. I mean, he really is the real deal. And that's a guy that played the position for a long time in the league. And, you know, I think he doesn't take a step back. I don't think they come out of the gate the way they did last year. If you remember the way they came out last year, after the, you know, he gets hurt, I think, at the NFC Championship game in Philly, and, you know, they thought they'd easily win that game if he played. They came out of the gate this past season like crazy. I think they put up 30, 30, 30, 35, and 42 to start the season. I don't think that happens this year, because you have Trent Williams, who held out, literally didn't practice at all. I mean, they play Monday night. I guess that gives them an extra day, but he just gets to camp. Christian McCaffrey missed multiple weeks with the calf injury. You wouldn't expect him. I don't know. He's Christian McCaffrey. Maybe you should, but you wouldn't expect him to be himself right out of the gate in week one. And Ayuk didn't practice at all. So, you know, they're kind of, you know, everything got resolved, and I think that's great. And I do think, and this is just a weird way to put it, and I hope I don't misspeak in some sense, but what happened with Ricky Pearsall, which is tragic and just unbelievable, and it's just amazing that he's been able to recover already the way he has, and that it came to, you know, I don't know, but just the way it finished, it gave a lot of people in that building, just it brought the team together, honestly, before the start of the season. So I'm not putting football chaos anywhere near what happened with Ricky. But also, it kind of really brought this team together through a lot of different things they were going through this offseason. And I think they're in a good spot. I just don't think they come out as hot as they did last year.
All right, let's segue using violent crime about Brazil, where we'll be playing on Friday night. A lot of people are saying, why are we there? One of the highest crime rates on the planet. Players already on record saying they're not leaving the hotel. Only place I ever had a gun in my chest was in Rio, but that's another story. Also, a dictatorship, basically, that's not allowing free speech, albeit Twitter/X. So is it simply for the dollars? Why are we doing this on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, you can say the dollars are there. That's one part of it, and it's spreading. The other part of it is, and it's connected to the dollar, is spreading the game globally. I mean, I've covered the international game probably, I just off the top of my head, six times, I think. Right. I've done the game in London five, and I've done the game at Azteca in Mexico City a bunch of years back between the Patriots and the Raiders. And Mexico City kind of had that same vibe, too, and players didn't really leave their hotels there. And players just flew in. And I remember, actually, I think Bill Belichick had the Patriots practice at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs to get used to the elevation, flew them in the day before the game, played the game, and then flew back out. This is all, you know, it's all a move to continue to expand the game globally, which is we're seeing the dollars, which we started this conversation with, are higher than ever, even with domestic, you know, TV rights and the way the ticket prices are and where it's headed. The NFL continues to look to spread the game globally because the interest is there and because of economic markets that are outside of the United States that are also there. There's an interesting little caveat. Like when Quarterback came out, the documentary series that Peyton Manning put together on Netflix, Netflix saw the explosion of interest in Asia. And watching that documentary series in terms of the NFL, that I don't know if it's directly connected, but Netflix goes out and buys two games on Christmas to broadcast. I don't think any of this stuff is not connected, considering how the dollars kind of push this global expansion.
Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. James Palmer joining us. Let's get your thoughts on these games Thursday and Friday, man. The games themselves. We know the Chiefs are favored at home against the Ravens, and obviously on the road, you know, the Packers are the dog against the Eagles. What do you think about both of these teams? How do you see them playing out?
You know, it's funny talking to people in Kansas City. They really wanted to come out during training camp, throughout camp. It was, we're going to come out and just show this new offense we got. And nothing's, you know, completely different than what they're doing. They just felt like they lacked speed the last 2 years, and they kind of did. And then they go out and get Marquise Hollywood Brown, and they get Xavier Worthy, and they're going deep in camp left and right, and that's opening things up for Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce underneath. And Rice has had a great camp. Hollywood Brown was having a great camp, and then he goes down. So I think in the opener, we're not going to see everything that the Chiefs wanted to put on display offensively, but my understanding is they're trying to show early in this season that the chances of a three-peat are definitely there, and they're going to try to attack deep much more than they have the last 2 years. It might just be hindered a little bit in this game. I do think the Chiefs still probably win that game at home, but I also know Lamar has a massive chip on his shoulder from them being pretty much the best team in football last year. I think they were. I was covering that AFC title game that they kind of just fell apart a little bit. I do think the defense for Kansas City maybe takes a little step back, possibly too for the Ravens with some of the guys they lost. And then on Friday, I'm looking for Jalen Hurts to really bounce back. You know, I mean, the guy we saw 2 years ago was outstanding. I mean, the way he played in the Super Bowl, speaking of the Chiefs 2 years ago, it's one of the best Super Bowl performances we've maybe ever seen from a quarterback. And what he did, and Kim and Kellen Moore have really gelled, and the trust between those two is really, really high. And he's got so much talent around him. I mean, it's just filthy, the skill guys that Philadelphia has. I'm curious what Green Bay's defense can do. Another defensive coordinator. I think this is the third for Matt LaFleur in 6 years. So that's another change. But it's constantly the same thing in Green Bay. It's like, what's the defense and the special teams going to be like? Because I know they're mowing through kickers as well. And the offense should still be fine. Jordan Love's a dude, man. He's the real deal. I want to see how the youngsters, speaking of defense, with Philly play. There's some people around the league that think Jalen Carter has a chance to be defensive player of the year. We'll see if that all comes together. I think everybody down there knows about Jalen Carter's just natural talent. But also the other things that you need to get squared away for him to go out and play at that level. But he's been playing great in camp. So if those guys, him and Jordan Davis, play well in the middle of that defense, I think Philly could be on to something.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, man. Looking forward to the games. Looking forward to our visits. James Palmer, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy here on Dukes and Bell, man. Enjoy the weekend, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. I don't like you saying Taco Mac, though. Like, that makes me miss Atlanta quite a bit. I'm not going to lie.
Literally. And we got an Eagles fan right now looking at us who thinks Sirianni's going to keep his job. But more on that next week.
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you. Certain things bring you back home, man. Hey, James, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Coming up, guys, we're going to talk about what Arthur Smith had to say about Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and this offense, because that's what we'll be facing on Sunday. Is this thing really going to work for the Steelers? We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Radio 92.9 The Game. Big shout out to James Palmer for stopping by. Coming up at 3:20, we're going to talk to our head coach, Raheem Morris of the Atlanta Falcons. Also, Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell, is going to join us right after that, probably around 3:40 or so. So stick around. We'll hear from our coach and find out what's going on. Mike, I'm just seeing this article in ESPN talking about the Steelers and talking about Arthur Smith and Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
Right.
And listen, we don't know what this is going to look like. I mean, we saw Arthur's offense for 3 years. We do know what he likes to do or tends to like to do. But ultimately, I think, you know, we'll get our first look on Sunday and see how they do this. You said yesterday, and I agree with you, I think it's dumb if he's going to be bringing Justin Fields in for packages to try to give us a different look and maybe the league a different look. I think you need to stick with your guy and ride it. And if it doesn't work, then you go to Justin Fields in, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 games, however long it might be. But Mike Tomlin said this today, and this is just, you know, again, we're going to get our perspective from Coach coming up next hour. But Tomlin said all three guys, they've got something to prove. He's talking about Art. He's talking about, obviously, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. And he says, you know, we all feel collectively the same way. we have something to prove. And I just think that's a good frame of mind to be in as we prepare ourselves for the season. Obviously, Arthur Smith has something to prove to say, hey, I'm still one of the best offensive coordinators right. in the league, coming from Tennessee and getting a head coaching opportunity in Atlanta. And hopefully he gets another one, you know, down the road, just like Dan Quinn did. But it's also a big deal to figure out where they're going to go with their quarterback situation, not just after they finish our game, guys. This season, if it goes bad for the Steelers and for whatever reason Mike Tomlin doesn't have a winning season, you know, they've got to make big decisions as to are they back in the draft, Mike? Are they going to go try and find another free agent? Or are they just going to stay with Justin Fields because he's younger? So this article basically goes into the whole Arthur Smith frame of mind. And it's interesting. It's just, you know, it's one of those things because Smith said it's funny how life works. Things don't go your way and then doors open. And this is a great situation that I'm in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because he, for all intents and purposes, what we were told, he was not interested certainly in Justin Fields. Now, we got a hint when we spoke to Terry Fontenot about why we went with Michael Penix Jr. And I said, why couldn't you have made the deal with Chicago? And he goes, how'd that work out? So, you know, he's not a fan. So the GM was not a fan. The coach wasn't a fan. That's why Justin Fields wasn't here. But Russell Wilson, you know, like, by now, everything is out. All the toothpaste is out of the tube about this guy and being a bit of a phony and losing locker rooms and realizing that, you know, Seattle's tremendous defense, all he had to do was, you know, basically play within the confines of the system, which sometimes he struggled doing, and that's why he got sideways with Pete Carroll. So all that stuff, and look, it's not a problem for Mike Tomlin to deal with personality conflicts because that's all he's had in Pittsburgh for the most of his career, dealing with big egos and all that. But you're right. Russell Wilson, on paper, this could be your last go-around. The next stop after this could be Russell Wilson wearing a baseball hat on the sideline if this doesn't pan out. And the same could be said for Justin Fields. And Arthur Smith, I don't know. I still don't know what the hell happened here for 3 years. I mean, I know what happened cap-wise. I know what limited us. But last year, to think that Desmond Ridder was good after one preseason game, and you roll in the he bet his head coaching career on Desmond Ridder and came up snake eyes.
He did.
So I don't know what changes are and how much better it gets with a Russell Wilson on the downside of his career or if Fields trying to reassert himself.
Well, and this is my question, and I don't know if we'll get this answered. Like, did he go there and they were like, you don't get to pick the quarterback? And then they brought in these two guys. He's like, this is what I have to work with?
Right.
Because who's to say he had no say in right. this decision? Or did he get there and say, hey, we're going to trust you to bring in who you want? I doubt that happens with Mike Tomlin being the longest tenured head coach. Mike, this is the one thing I want to read to you guys. This is Van Jefferson. You guys remember Van Jefferson?
Yeah, big catch. Drop. The one thing we needed from this guy, he had two opportunities to impress Falcon fans, and that was two fails. One in Tennessee, one back in Mercedes-Benz. I want to say, well, there's so many losses down the stretch. But anyway, yeah, it was one of those big catches. It was one where actually Ridder or it was Heineke delivered the football down the field on a big seam route, and he dropped it.
Okay, so he's in Pittsburgh. He's one of the guys I said to you guys last week, I don't fear this wide receiving core. Listen, Pickens should have 1,000 yards regardless. I mean, he had 1,000 yards last year, and Kenny Pickett was throwing the ball, right? I mean, it's a joke. But he's one of the wide receivers there, and he said this, and I think this says it all. He says, I feel like Arthur's just more relaxed. He's having fun doing what he's doing. Not saying that he didn't have fun in Atlanta, but I think now he just doesn't have to worry about everything.
Yeah. And that's where we think we kind of got that. I guess we came to that conclusion in our third year of doing the interviews where he just, it was too much. It was overwhelming at times, especially him on the sideline.
Well,
sorry. You know, remember where we had the spike play where we had to call the timeout on a spike play? That's when you just realize you've lost all control. You know, and not only he lost the locker room, for the most part,
players
had his back. I mean, he's not a bad guy. I know he sounded like a real jerk at times with the media when things started going south. But, yeah, maybe he's in his happy place. Some guys, Carl, are meant to be coordinators.
Correct. And that's why I think that's important to say. He may, and listen, if Steelers take off and that offense is great, he'll get another shot, guys, because this is the NFL. It's what happens. But when you hear that, it makes you wonder, hey, I'm more relaxed. I'm more myself because I don't have all this stuff to worry about. And if you can't worry about and handle all of that stuff, you can't be an NFL head coach. You just can't. So we'll see.
Remember at the end, Dan Quinn had to bring in a clock management coach?
Yeah.
When you and I were like, well, what the hell is your job? You know, I mean, it is amazing, though. Some guys can be that CEO, and that's why I guess Sirianni's now walking around patting guys on the back because he's got nothing to do with any of the game plan on the offensive side, which is kind of how he came up in the league.
Well, he hired an experienced defensive coordinator, and Kellen Moore's an experienced offensive coordinator, unlike what he did last year where he hired a joke in Matt Patricia. Mm. He doesn't have to worry. Well,
he sacked the defensive coordinator to bring Patricia, who was there on the staff, and they turned over the defense, and things went even further south.
But he doesn't have to worry about as much as he once did. And I think, again, the smartest thing that he did, it allowed them to go to a Super Bowl, was to take himself out of the play-calling duties. When he first got there, he was calling plays. It's just too much. We've talked about this. It's why Ra hired a defensive coordinator and doesn't call the plays for our defense. Right. It's just too much. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We're just giving you a little perspective. As the Steelers get ready to come to town, all the conversation that's being had about the team that we're going to see and how Russ is going to look and what this offense is going to look like.
Well, we were talking about injuries. Certainly, you know, they've got to replace a guard on their offensive line. We talked about getting the deal done with Hayward. He's in camp and he's going to play. And then, of course, you know, we've already covered the offensive dynamic with Russell Wilson. But now we start the show. If you didn't already see some of the social media out there, that apparently they're kind of having to nurse Kyle Pitts through the final few days before this game with a potential hamstring issue. Kyle Pitts goes on his social media and says, "Oh, I'm playing." And it's just disconcerting. Our fan base, by the way, our Falcon fan base listening to our show is going bananas. And some guys are saying, "You got to be kidding me." It's just the last thing you wanted to hear, because now all of a sudden flips the script, all the positives you've been focusing on about all the mismatches our offense creates on Sunday.
Well, again, he's going to play, and he stated he's going to play. That's not the issue for me. He played games last year hurt.
Yeah, but he wasn't effective. That's the problem.
That's the issue. Right. You can play, but are you going to be 100% to be effective? 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you guys. We're live at Taco Mac in Marietta. And we'll ask Coach Raheem Morris about this as well, because, again, it's out there. We don't know if he'll, you know, address it or how much he will, but I think he knows, and I also think that Zach Robinson knows how much, you know, people are looking at this situation with Kyle Pitts and understanding. He's got to be a dude, man. He's got to be a guy that produces at a high level, not just in one or two games, but consistently across the board all season long. So we will see. But I had high expectations, Mike.
Right.
And now I'm sitting here as we come in, and I'm like, well, maybe I'm a – so somebody just said – they asked me. They said, well, so, Dukes, what are you thinking now? What are we talking about? What does his performance look like? I don't know. I mean, going into the first game, I said he should have six or seven balls, Mike.
Yep.
Maybe a touchdown. Like, I was – that's where I was at, 80 yards or more. Like, I don't know now.
Because, again, if you're – I know we're going to run a lot of 11. You know, talking about the three wide receiver sets. And what are we going to be doing? We know just one running back, guys. No fullback anymore. You know that. So, is the tight end – if he gets marginalized in this offense – well, then it's even further stupid that we drafted him. Further stupidity. Makes less and less sense further down the road if he's just going to be a regular guy. Zach Robinson, how does he use him? We still don't know. We think we know.
No, we didn't see him in preseason. We don't know. I mean, even in preseason, we saw him limited. He played, I think, a couple of snaps. But we didn't see, to your point, about how this might look for a complete game or, you know, even for a complete half. But you're right. I mean, I don't think you marginalize him unless he's injured. And if he's injured and he doesn't do anything Sunday and has no effect on the game, again, understand what I'm saying. There will be people who will call us Monday, Mike, and they'll be like, "Dukes Bell, he played." Right. He has to have an effect on the game. And if he doesn't, then it tells me, okay, maybe not you, but me, that, hey, this is not as what we thought. This may be more serious, and we're going to be more close about it, but we have to have him out there, Mike, because he presents a problem for teams, and they've got to at least try to defend him, whether he's 100% or not, just like last year, even though they didn't throw him the ball.
In addition to talking to Coach, we're going to talk to Mark Raimondi from ESPN today, and we'll get his take, because he was the guy who put it out there about Kyle Pitts, saying he has no concerns about playing this week, limitations in practice. But again, guys, you follow football as much as we do. Your limitations in practice 3 days before, 4 days before a game, it still gives you pause. Makes me nervous. And I don't like being nervous.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, brother. I totally agree. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, this is a work week. And in the National Football League, traditionally, you know, it depends on the coach, but more likely your off day is Tuesday. So even if you don't play Monday, Monday's like a treatment day. But Wednesday, it's back to work. Today is and they've been working on the Steelers for 2 weeks now, to be quite honest with you. But today's a work week, man. That, like, we should be full go up at Flowery today, Mike, getting ready for the Steelers, and I don't know what he's doing.
You know, a lot of our audience now, again, I'll avoid some of the more dramatic tweets out there, but some of our guys are saying, bust, that's already being
okay.
Because,
okay,
again, it's to be expected from some of the audience. Another guy says, another breaking news, all trees are made of wood. Another guy says, I'm going to have to draft another tight end before the season even starts. Another guy says, yeah, man, I drafted it for my fantasy league. That's what I get for trusting a Gator. Look, we know that Kyle Pitts is a great guy.
That's not right.
He's a good dude, and you know, He's a family man, and we love the guy. But this gets back to you've got to have the impact. We've said all offseason long, Kyle Pitts, last year, we never knew what he was. 75, 80, 90. Did that affect the blocking that he was asked to do that he couldn't perform and why they were even asking him to block? I don't understand. That's old news, as we just covered with Arthur Smith. But a lot of guys begin to say, is this what this guy is? It's week one. Long season. Not defined by the first week because we lost in 2016. We lost to Tampa Bay. We went to the Super Bowl. But you know how it is in this town, Carl. You lose to Pittsburgh. It's going to be like the end of the world on Monday for us.
It's a big game. Have I mentioned? It's game week. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. How big is betting in the NFL? We now know they're in bed together. There's no denying it, no debating it. But what's the impact? And also, the Saints, Sean Payton, looking to bring back the glory days in Denver. And I've got a story about the Saints that you got to stay tuned for. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.